Talktainment Radio, worldwide sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay. Radio, the way it should be heard. You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you.
Hey, TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. On the world's greatest radio, you're in touch with the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. I am your co-host, Mr. Bobby, and this is Radio the Way It Should Be Heard via TalkTainmentRadio.com. Today's subject is the black woman's vagina in the system of white supremacy, racism. If you missed the first hour, make sure that you get the chance to get the first hour, being today, Wednesday, October the 24th, 2018. Very good questions so far, and which we really appreciate. Mr. Fuller was discussing a code, and that is taken from page 161 of the revised 171 of the revised expanded edition, and he was explaining the importance of having a code. And my brother, he doesn't mind me using his first and last name. Victor Palmer wrote this, and I'm going to sum it up. He said, "My problem is the global system of racism, white supremacy. That is my only problem. I am being mistreated and subjugated 24/7. It affects me in all areas of my life. For example, law, labor, education, entertainment, economics, politics, religion, sex, war, and counter-war. Then what is the solution? Replace racism with justice? Black people need to meditate, not celebrate. We need to stop pretending and denying reality. We need to see our lives for what it is and not for what we wish it to be. We need a code that we can practice individually and religiously as if our very existence and breath depended on it. As a result, we will learn to become our own individual leaders as we study, learn, and read about our opponent, the racist." I know that's VGQ, but Mr. Fuller, in your opinion, did he hit on some things that needed to be said?
Yes. He's reciting right out of the code book.
Okay.
That's all. I mean, he really didn't have a question. He's okay. Reciting what he has read in the code book and what he's heard on these programs. That's why I said we do, you know, I guess he's agreeing that we need a code. The white supremacists are successful. They have a racist code. Racist man and racist woman have a code that keeps the system of racism in place.
Yes, sir.
You can't have a system that lasts any time, any length of time, and is very efficient unless you have a code for that system. Like I said earlier, plumbing code, electrical code, you have to have a what is a code? It's not a secret code. It's just a way of getting things done.
Yes,
and every time you do these things that you do, things that you don't do, things that you say, mm-hmm. things that you don't say.
Yes, sir.
And every time you do these things or say these things, they always work. That's when you know it's a code.
Okay.
They never fail you. They always work. The white supremacists have come up with a code for dominating and mistreating people of color all over the planet we call Earth.
Okay.
And that is the most successful political and religious code system ever thought up in the minds of people. And it is the most powerful.
All right.
All right.
1-877-932-9766 is one of the ways that you can get in contact with the show. I'm going to not repeat them all together, but call that number. And somebody has. Caller, go ahead. You're on with Mr. Fuller. What is your question?
Yes, good morning to the both of you. My question is, well, let me start off by saying this. I am a melanin-rich, non-white female. And as I walk in the world, I can't tell you the extension of, maybe you could say help or something, generally from white men. Usually if, you know, it's not usually out in, like, if say, for example, if I'm going through a door, 9 times out of 10, you know, it's almost like they're breaking their neck to open the door. Or, you know, they're always smiling. And the last thing that happened, I got out of my car, I started walking, and I was looking at my car reflection in a window, and this white man is, you know, so busy looking at me that he backed into my car, you know, and then he was very gracious. He took care of, you know, all of that. Here's my insurance. Here's the everything. And there was a black man with him. But it was as if, you know, they're making the black man want this white female vagina. But what I am experiencing is, you know, winks and, you know, all of these things. And it makes me uncomfortable because I'm like, well, I'm not up for grabs. Maybe it would work on some other low-level thinker, but, you know, that's not working for me. But it's more than you could imagine. It's not something you know, even see on the television or what have you. So there's something going on where we black women need we do need the code. That's all I can say. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Fuller, VGQ or what?
Well, I guess that's VGQ. She didn't ask a question specifically. I didn't get the gist mostly of what she was saying, except it appears what she's saying that there's always a lot of conflict between black males and black females. That will continue as long as you have the system of white supremacy. Hello?
Hello? Is there any way that I can extend to the question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so I guess the question is it true that the white vagina is the Holy Grail? Is that true? Because it seems to me that as a non-white woman to this white man, he's trying to get into the black vagina. And I'm not the only black female who's talking about this among ourselves, about these men, they're winking, they're, you know, they're extending themselves. So I'm trying to figure out, is the black man the one being duped in this? That's the question.
Okay. Mr. Fuller?
Yes. The black male has been duped into looking at the white female as the supreme female, not equal, supreme. Black females have been taught the same thing that black males have been taught, that the white woman is the prime example for everybody to follow. I mean, for the most part, you'll find a few of them. You'll find that there are a few white women who go around and try to make their hair look like black people's hair. But for the most part, it's black females sitting in the beauty salon trying to get their hair to look like the white female hair. They go on television and whatnot. Hey, they're going to have that wig on and whatnot if they can't get their natural hair to look like the white female hair. And this is normal. This is normal. All people look up to the people who conquer them. That's just a natural thing. That's natural, really.
Is this
once you have all people imitate their masters and want to be like their masters and copy mm-hmm. everything their masters do.
Mm-hmm.
They do. I mean, young black males do what they want. They look at television. They play video games. I mean, being gangsters. So since they can't be gangsters against white people, because good luck with that. So they just tear up the black neighborhoods, being gangsters. If I can't be nothing else, I'm going to be a thug.
Thug, yeah.
And I'm going to terrorize all my neighbors, all my schoolmates and whatnot. I'm going to kill them, all right, because I'm a gangster. I'm bad on my side of town.
Okay.
All right, but I ain't bad nowhere else.
Yeah. Would that be the same type of reasoning that for years black males used to process their hair?
Oh, sure. And we don't know what to do with our hair, all right? But the code says, hey, just cut it and try to get something in your head. I mean, stop spending a whole lot of time looking in the mirror. I mean, and I've given this illustration on this program. Get out of that mirror. That's one of the first things to do. I mean, just make yourself look so that you don't attract attention. That's the main thing. For the black male, particularly, stop doing things to attract attention, because you don't have any reason to attract attention. I'm a black male. I have no reason to get anybody's attention on this planet. Why? I don't have that much going for me. I'm a prisoner of war.
Right.
What am I doing walking down the street trying to make myself, you know, fixing my hair in such a way, or getting some earrings or some tattoos, or doing anything to get people's attention?
Yes, sir.
And then once I get the whole world's attention, what am I going to do with that attention that I got?
So
now, do I have a plan?
Okay.
No, I don't even have a plan for myself. So the black male, I'm going to get on the black male about this, because I'm one of them. Stop trying to get the attention until you have a reason to get somebody's attention, so that when somebody does pay you attention, they have a constructive reason for doing so, because you are doing something that's out of sight constructive.
Okay.
Just walking down the street, taking up the sidewalk, making a whole lot of noise. That's us.
Okay.
We're so starved to be men and don't have no idea of what it takes to be one.
Right. So as I was saying then, the process, when brothers and sisters decided to go natural, with the natural cut, afros and so forth, was the attempt at processing the hair, straightening it out, what was that all about? Trying to look white?
See, the code says don't do anything to attract attention.
Right. I got that part.
Except do something constructive. Once you start doing something constructive, I mean, as an organism, I'm not even talking about it. I'm talking about just as an organism in the universe. That's what I mean by universal man, that type of thinking, universal man. And for the females, universal woman. Stop trying to get people's attention, and you don't have any constructive reason for doing so. Do something. See, it comes down to not how you look. It's what you do. That's what makes you attractive. The white supremacists, there's nothing about them that's attractive. Within itself, what makes a white person attractive? It's not their appearance. It has nothing to do with their appearance. It's what they do. Stop and think about it, folks. Stop and think. Let me be calm while I'm doing this, because I'm kind of getting excitable myself.
Okay.
I have to not be emotional and be mathematical. What makes a white person attractive to the non-white people? Non-white people in caravans now. Which way did the white people go? All right? What makes these white people attractive? It's not their appearance. It just seems to be their appearance. No, it's what they do. And what is it that they do? They go to the moon and back. All right. Now we're getting somewhere. They make the microwave oven work. Oh. They produce the microwave oven that works. They go where there are dirt roads, and they they make pavement where there were dirt roads, so that now you can run your little scooters up and down the pavement in your fancy cars that they make. All right? That's what makes them attractive. People are attracted to people who accomplish things. That's a law of what? The universe. But thinking you can walk up and down the street doing something with your hair, or doing something with your nose, or doing something with your feet, is going to be of any lasting value when you attract everybody's attention, everybody stops what they are doing, the person stops fixing the car or putting up a building to look at me, a Negro, walking down the street, and I say, hey, I'm trying to get your attention. Everybody stop what they're doing and look at me. I'm important. I'm important because of what? What am I accomplishing? What is my track record as far as constructive activity is concerned? That's what people are attracted to. Truth be told, stop and think about it, folks, all over the world, within the sound of my voice. What are people attracted to other people for? It's for something that they are actually doing more than anything. Oh, yeah. You'll get to the place where you recognize them as being attractive on the kind of way they look. But underlying backing that up is what they do overall. People who are doing constructive things will always attract people who are just standing around looking for something to do because they don't know what to do. And that's black people.
Okay.
All over the world.
TalkTainment Radio.com is a 24/7, no charge, worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. And here's one that I'm going to share with you. Your Time to Travel. It's a very, very good program, and it gives you the latest information on various destinations in and out of the concept called the United States. Brother Ricky Tyus is one of the co-hosts of the program, and all you have to do is go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage and look it up. Look under programs and look it up, and then check it out and see the latest information that you can get for traveling. Your Time to Travel, exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com. That is radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, and I am the co-host of the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. We have been discussing the topic today, the black woman's vagina in the system of white supremacy, racism. So when you call in, you can have a question for that or any other subject that you want to discuss. Another ways to contact or get in touch with the program is to see and hear it by going to the YouTube channel and typing in the word Talktainment. And then you can scroll down to where it says radio and then type in radio and then scroll down to Talktainment number 2 and you're there. And while you're there, hit the like and subscribe button. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Caller, you are now on with Mr. Fuller. What is your question?
Good morning, Mr. Bobby and Mr. Fuller.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Fuller, can you please expound on your definition of man's shadow or shadow of a man on page 218 of the Word Guide?
218 of the Word Guide.
Yes, sir.
Let me look at it. What does it say here? 218, okay. I have the Word Guide here. Man's shadow of a man. And what does it say? It says, use these terms to apply to any black and or non-white male person who exists any place in the known universe at the same time that white supremacy exists. Yes, you can use that term. I'm a man's shadow. I'm the shadow of a man. In other words, once the white supremacists made me their prisoner of war, I became what you might say in a slang term, the white man's shadow. I'm black. I'm non-white. A shadow is dark, all right, and or black. and I'm just a shadow of them. Why? Because I am their illegitimate child. You know, they made a child out of me once they captured me. Once you capture anybody in a war, the person that is captured becomes a child. They're no longer a man or a woman. They're girls and boys because they become the shadow of the people who have put them into captivity. That's basically what that means.
Mm-hmm.
I have a long explanation. It's too long to read on this program on page 218 of that, as you have just pointed out, the caller. And so you can just read that explanation, those people who have the book, textbook for white supremacy, that you can get by going to producejustice.com. And this is in the additional volume, which is called A Compensatory Counter-Racist Codified Word Guide. And that's on page 218 mm-hmm. of the Word Guide.
Mm-hmm.
Man's shadow, the shadow of a man. And that's what I am. I'm a shadow. I mean, I wear the clothes that the white supremacists say that, you know, that are appropriate for me, and what is not appropriate, and how I wear them, and all like that. I speak the language that they give to me. In other words, I'm just a shadow. I'm not a real man, because that was taken away from me once I became captive, and I was born in captivity. So I'll never be a man inside of the system of white supremacy. White supremacy has to no longer exist for me to be a man on my own, all right? A universal man, preferably, because I'm in the universe. But I can't be any of that. I can't even be a man, not to say anything about being a universal man. I'm a boy. I'm a subject. And I'll remain that right to the grave. And even in death, I will be subject to the white supremacists because they tell me where I can be buried or cremated or whatnot. Why? Because they are white supremacists. That's why. So I'm just their shadow. That's all. That's the best that I can be under their tutelage.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not going to allow me to be anything else. In order to be something else, we have to actually get rid of the entire system of racism. There's nowhere to run away from it. And replace it with what? A system of justice. And that, of course, that will include a functioning universal man and a universal woman who would be the first people in recorded history to practice justice. Because justice has never existed in recorded history.
Okay. Let's go here from the Gmails, and I hope that I am pronouncing this brother's name right. Nizaniel from the UK said that Mr. Fuller has stated why is the most important question for victims to ask. Why merely gives us the white supremacist motivation. Anyway, using the counter-racist compensatory logic, I would put forward that the question of how is of greater importance, reason being how it better allows us to understand the mechanics of the system and so be better placed. What he said in response, because you did, Mr. Fuller, answer his question, and apparently you answered it sufficiently. He said, I live in the UK, and so just got a chance to listen to Mr. Fuller's response. Very helpful, Mr. Fuller, and thank you. And then he goes on to say that he is an intelligently brilliant individual who has taught me a hell of a lot about every aspect of life in a very short period of time in comparison to my 30-plus years on this earth prior to learning from him. I do hope that he has many years to come in which he continues to pass down to other black victims of racism, white supremacy, his knowledge and wisdom and understanding. Thank you, Mr. Fuller. Regards, Nizaniel. So he just wanted to thank you for breaking it down and helping him understand what you had mentioned about how or rather why you had broken down why is the most important. He was very satisfied with your answer. Okay, so Nizanio, I did that for you.
I thank him for those compliments, but the compliments, is I'm just trying to be a vehicle, and I want people to help me because I'm a prisoner of war. Well, all prisoners of war, according to logic, are equal. So it's just a matter of just finding out things and trying to move along to solve these problems, of which there are thousands of them that need solving.
Okay.
And so it's nothing unique about Neely Fuller. I just make mistakes like everybody else makes. And so, but I try to look down and, you know, if I stumble over something, look down and examine what I stumble over. What causes me to stumble?
Mm-hmm.
What causes me to fall and break my nose?
Yes, sir.
All right? Look down, I mean, or look up if something came out of the sky and whatnot, and try to see the source of it.
Got it.
I mean, things have sources.
Yes, sir.
And then try to analyze things correctly. Oh. That's all it is.
Okay. Miss Anita wrote this, and this was concerning your movie list. And by the way, did you go ahead on and put that on your page? Because people have really been asking me about...
And I have been asking the people that work with me to get it up there expeditiously.
Okay.
I was told several times that it'll appear on my website any day now, all right?
Okay.
But I'm still working on it, and I'm trying to get back to the people to have them do it. But in the meantime, I've tried to read off some of them.
Yes.
That'll keep people busy, I think. I've read off maybe about 40, right?
Yeah, there are 40 that you listed.
Yes, I mean, you know, and if they look at them and kind of look at them in some kind of sequence, I always say the time sequences of the movies themselves. That's the way I try to list them.
Okay.
They may not be exactly in that time sequence.
Anyway, one of the Gmailers wrote and asked me, it says, also, please let Mr. Fuller know that I'm aware of the movie Pinky. I recorded it a few months ago from the Ted Turner Classics. I also will look into watching The Lost Boundaries. Thank you, Mr. Fuller, again. I guess you did mention the movie Pinky.
Yes, that's not on the list.
Oh, okay.
But I did mention the movie Pinky and the movie Lost Boundaries. It's about black people passing for white. All right, which some people might find interesting.
Pinky.
Now, they are played by white characters, but, you know, because they are black people looking like they're white. All right. But the movies are kind of well done, and it goes to show you the dilemma that they have or have had. And so they're interesting from that standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
All of the movies that I have listed are movies with all kinds of lessons. And not just the lessons that the movies are supposed to be about according to title, but just lessons about people in general, ways of thinking, and what causes people to think certain ways and to do certain things based on the thinking, because everything comes from the way that you think.
Yes, sir.
All right? So it's just studies and people, period.
Yeah.
White and non-white.
I think we have that on the screen, Pinky. It's in black and white.
Yeah, yes, I think both of those movies are in black and white.
Yes. Yeah, they have that on the screen. If people who have YouTube can see that on the screen. I was looking for, did we have Imitation of Life on there? Because I don't see that on there. Wow.
Right, that's not on my list either.
Okay.
But these are movies that people can look at. Just because they're not on a list of what I recommend, I looked at a movie on TV last night that I hadn't seen in some time. It's not on my list. It's called Separate Tables. It's a very boring movie. A lot of females will like it because a lot of the movies I have on my list are movies that females will like, including some of the war movies, like D-Day, the 6th of June. You would think it's all about the fighting. There's very little fighting going on, battle scenes, really, at the last of the movie.
Okay.
But it's basically, it's a so-called romance or love story or male-female interaction.
Alrighty.
I put it on the list for that reason.
Okay. Let me do this. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Check us out on 94.1 WGRN. The podcasts are available, so all you have to do is download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That is radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. Don't move. Stick and stay. Don't go away. We have phone calls and more Gmails and more talk when we come back here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin' online.
That's Ash Kickin'.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin' products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin' candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
You trusted Judge Terry Jamison when you elected her in 2012. She came to the domestic and juvenile court with experience as a trial lawyer in criminal, domestic, and juvenile law, serving Columbus and Franklin County residents. Re-elect Judge Terry Jamison to the Court of Common Pleas, Domestic Relations and Juvenile Branch. Judge Terry Jamison, justice tempered with mercy, because your family matters.
I'm Judge Terry Jamison. I'm asking for your vote on November the 6th, 2018. I was voted in by the community because your family matters. Thank you.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence Magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of a Cut Above the Rest barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. This is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host of the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. Our topic today is the black woman's vagina in the system of white supremacy racism. Today's date is Wednesday, October the 24th, 2018. Let's go to the phone lines. Caller, you are now on with Mr. Fuller. What is your question?
I have a comment. When you talk about the black vagina in the system of white supremacy, the woman called and she said that she don't see it like that. And I think that Dr. Neely Fuller is, you know what I'm saying, on point with that, how white supremacists try to extol or, you know, promote, you know, the white vagina as the most holiest of grails. But in true reality, through entertainment, y'all talk about movies and so forth, through entertainment, they are always trying to mount the black woman. They always try to, you know, say, no, they don't try to. They are the most irresistible males, you know, say, irresistible, you know, say, male in the role in entertainment. And I think, and I want to correlate that with the fact that he says that, you know, the white woman's vagina is extolled as you know, the holy of grails and so forth. But in reality, the white supremacists know that the black vagina is the holiest of grail.
Okay, Mr. Fuller, your comment?
Yes, that's a viewpoint. But the white supremacists also want to continue to be white supremacists. So they do whatever it takes as far as the images that they put out that will give them the most power. So they say things that are not true all the time. They have to, all right? But they can make things look like something that they are not. And that's what they do. And that is the essence of the system of white supremacy, deception. They make things valuable that are not as valuable within themselves as they appear to be. But they'll say that, you know, that a rock called a diamond is valuable. Why? Because I said so. And you say, well, you know, because you said so, that's not a criteria for anything. And then they will pull out their gun and say, what did I just tell you?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's how they do everything. So if I tell you that the black female vagina is worthless, all right, I'll back it up with force or by making it worthless, treating it like it's worthless, all right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. White males, I mean, go in and out of black vaginas, I mean, on a wholesale basis all over the world, as long as there has been white supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a part of their getting it established and whatnot.
Yes.
But they hold up the white female vagina. Well, now, this is, you know, hey, you're talking about rubies. This is the gold standard.
Yes.
Okay? The white female vagina, you know, that is the gold standard.
Yes.
I mean, the black female, that's just cosmetics.
Yes.
That's over there on the cosmetic counter. You want the real diamonds? Go over here where the white female is, mm-hmm, when you start talking about vaginas. Now, that's the real vagina. And you say, well, why? I mean, you know, it's that's not logical, not necessarily. Why do you say that? I said, because I could.
Yes.
Boy, hear me.
Yes.
Dummy, I said it.
Yes.
You know, I said it. And you say, well, who are you? I'm your boss. That's who I am. So I said it. Your boss said it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, but it don't make sense. It makes sense because I said it, boy. All right? Now, I'll get this whip, and I'll get this shotgun, and I'll see how much sense it makes.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go for it. Then we understand that, because that's real power.
And especially for those who are familiar with the term CGI, especially right now for those who may be technically proficient in that area. CGI, computer-generated images. This is what they do and are doing it right now. Let me take a phone call. Caller, go ahead. You're on with Mr. Fuller.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, sir.
My name is James. I'm calling from North Carolina.
Yes, James.
And I have a question for Mr. Fuller.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Fuller, the idea and purpose of people striving to become universal man and universal woman is extremely admirable. However, in his book, The Destruction of Black Civilization, Great Issues of a Race, from 4500 B.C. to 2000 A.D., Dr. Chancellor Williams provides concrete evidence that points to the fact that black people of modern times are destroyed as a result of their ancestors' seemingly innate desire to unite in universal brotherhood with foreigners, such as Europeans, Arabs, and Asiatic people. Those are people who were then and now are classified as white or not black. If solid historic evidence is used to predict the outcome of making another attempt at that, why should we expect a more constructive outcome for black people when racists demonstrate that they have no desire for their future offspring to become non-white? And in order to become universal man and woman, people are going to have to be non-white.
Mr. Fuller?
Oh, universal man and universal woman will all be non-white? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying, sir, because we're all going to get together in universal brotherhood as universal man and universal woman. White would have to disappear.
Well, not necessarily, according to logic. See, because white people do exist, okay? Now, I put it in my textbook. Now, this is not to discount anything that Dr. Chancellor Williams said, but I have it in my textbook that white people are here, just like you have all type of species of creatures, insects, animals, birds, and whatnot. They are here. They are here by a creator. A creator put them here. Whatever created us, I mean, I guess, directly or indirectly, created them. Now, some people say that they are something weird that showed up. White people are something that's kind of out of sync with the rest of the universe. And so a lot of people debate that and all like that, and that they actually should not be here. Okay? Now, people have said that. I say I don't know about that. But if that is the case, then they will disappear anyway. All right? If they're not supposed to be here, they will disappear anyway.
But my whole point is, sir, you know, they've got a system in place to try to preserve themselves forever if they possibly can. It might be possible that they know exactly everything they need to know about their genetic recessive state, and that's the reason why they may have come up with the system of white supremacists who try to preserve their genetic survival by any means necessary. But if we're all going to be the best type of people we can possibly be and everybody unites, there can't be any white people. They're going to have to disappear. But if they've got their mind made up that they're going to be here as white people, I mean, wouldn't it seem logical to say that, you know, trying to unite with them is just not going to work?
Well, see, I didn't say anything about uniting with white people. I'm saying being universal man and universal woman. That's a qualification, which means you do constructive things all the time in all nine areas of activity. Now, if the white people who believe in white supremacy don't go along with that, everything that I have written is about getting rid of white supremacy. So they could exist, but they couldn't tamper with anything that universal man and universal woman is doing. Otherwise, they would still be white supremacy. See, I'm saying replace white supremacy with universal man and universal woman, people who are entirely constructive in everything that they do in all nine areas of activity, economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. Of course, war itself would be abolished under universal man and universal woman. No conflict of any kind. I mean, if you're going to have conflict, you might as well just keep what you got. You don't have to be anything special to have conflict. The white supremacist is all about conflict, but we would have a system of justice.
Do you think it would take conflict to get to the point that we're trying to work toward? Because think about what power the white supremacists have. I mean, they've got, according to what they say, enough atomic and nuclear bombs to blow the world up maybe 100 times over. How are we going to, I mean, even if they were to disappear or fall out of power, we're going to have the task of trying to undo all that. I mean, you know, there'll be still be mines in the ocean, mines underneath the ground, even if everything was supposed was like it would be ideally. Someone, universal man or woman, can be walking somewhere and their leg could be blown off.
Yes, which means that's what universal man and universal woman would be doing. That would be the task, cleaning up the mess. That's what makes you a universal man and a universal woman. I mean, this is not something that just doesn't come through the process of evolution. The suggestion is you have to start from where you are. You can't start from where you aren't. That's the concept. I mean, it might be difficult for some people to wrap their mind around that, but I mean, it's a natural concept. You become what you are not. We are nowhere near the quality of people that people should be. Now, when I say we, I mean everybody on the planet. We're nowhere near the quality of people that we should be. But we should be evolving toward that. We're not even making that attempt because we're too busy copying the ways of the white supremacists. That's just it. And they want everybody to copy the way that they go about doing things, knowing that we would be an inferior brand of what they are doing. But we don't want to do what they are doing, or shouldn't.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we might as well keep what we got.
Okay. Let me move on to this right here. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. I am Mr. Bobby, the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Fuller. And this is the time where we dedicate or allow Mr. Fuller to talk about his book. Mr. Fuller, go ahead, please.
You can get the book by going to producejustice.com. That's producejustice.com. Because after the initial thing on the way to being universal man and universal woman, you have to produce a thing called justice, which means balance between people. Balance between people means what? Guaranteeing that no person is mistreated and guaranteeing that the person that needs help the most gets the most constructive help without fail, all the time, 24/7, throughout the entire planet called Earth. And the book is directed toward what an individual person can do in answer to many of the questions that have come in today. What the individual person can do on a daily basis to bring that about, because it's got to be done by individuals. It's been proven that organizations can go so far, but the white supremacists can control organizations. Once you get a name for your organization, and most organizations have a name, then the white supremacists know how to control language. And through language, they can control your organization because it has a title, it has a name. But a system, the United Independent Code System concept, which is the title of the book, is a compensatory code designed for the individual person. So when the white supremacists start saying, I'm looking for the leader of this organization, the leader of the organization is every individual person who takes just one part of a counter-racist code and puts it to use. That's the qualification. You just take one part. So the white supremacists, if they start looking for who are these people, who are these codified people, He's talking about everybody who does anything of constructive value, and that person is a person of color. So there's no way for them to stop that. That's what the white supremacist code is about. That's why it is so invincible. That's why it's so strong, because it's not an organization in the way that we think of organizations. The white supremacists are a system, and that system is based on a code. And the code means each and every individual person is an organization. And that's why they're successful. The black people, the non-white people of this planet, do not have anything similar to that. But we can build one overnight. Just make that decision. What we need is a code. And what is a code? A code is all about what you do and what you don't do. What you say and what you don't say. That's all a code is when it comes to a political code or religious code. It's what you do and say and what you don't do and you don't say. And we need one that's designed to counter racism by what we do and what we don't do and what we say and what we don't say each and every minute of each and every day. And each individual will be doing and saying those things will have the most constructive result all the time. Then that's when we know we got a code that's working, not just a concept of a code, which is what we have now, which is what I'm trying to present in the textbook for victims of white supremacy. It's just a concept until it actually becomes a reality, and you can get the guide for doing this by going to producejustice.com. It's just a beginning, folks. It's not an end. You don't have the end until all problems are solved.
Okay, with that being said, let's go to the phone lines. Caller, you're on with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead, please.
Sure. Hello, Mr. Fuller, Mr. Bobbin. I would like to ask, what could we do as black men to make sure that the black woman continues to be our holy grail and not the white woman and not the male white angel?
To have a code. That's what it's all about. Stop having sexual intercourse with white females and tell them the reason that, you know, you all can go fishing together and, you know, and read books together. It's not against that. It ain't personal. It's business. And just say, hey, I'm attracted to you. You are very attractive to me. That goes with the territory. I've always been taught, even by my black teachers, you know, to love Barbie and Cinderella and Little Red Riding Hood.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, so I'm attracted to you. I find you very attractive, all right? But there will be no sexual intercourse, none of that hanky-panky, as we call it, and all like that, because this is a business. And if I have sexual intercourse with you, that's the black male talking to the white female now, then what that means is we have a prisoner, master of a prison, who has conquered the prisoner, and so you have the prison master having sexual intercourse with the prisoner. And that's not an equal relationship, Cecilia, or whatever her name is, the white lady. You know, we're not equal. We're not in an equal situation. It doesn't have anything to do with how you feel about me and how I feel about you. We got that. You know, I want to be with you right now. I mean, you know, I'm hot to trot. All right, and you want to be with me. But I just can't do it. It's against the code. Be a violation. We have to be equals first. Because you have the master position, Cecilia, because you're white in a system of white supremacy. And I'm a prisoner of war of the system of white supremacy. And that's not an equal relationship. That's child abuse, because I'm in the position of a child. I'm not a man. You're a full-grown woman because you're white. And I'm not a man, regardless of how old I get, because I'm a prisoner of war. Now, you got to understand that. That's the deal.
Now,
let's make this business deal. We'll go into business together or whatever, but no sexual intercourse, because now you're capturing my mind, what's left of it, all right? And once we get into that, we're just making the situation worse. That's the way that goes, folks. I'm trying to put out ideas, I mean, that we haven't thought about in a certain context, because this is the way it is, I think. And if it's not this way, I want somebody to start calling in and telling me that it's not this way.
Okay. Let me get this last caller in. Mr. Fuller, go ahead, caller. You're on. You're the last one, so make it kind of fast. Go ahead, please.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Non-white people eliminate white supremacy on the planet by collectively rejecting the monetary system white leadership provides? And is the acceptance of it the main reason it keeps non-whites in their prison system?
It could be. It could be, if you can figure out how that monetary system works, because I really don't know. I worked in places where they produce money, all right? And so money is a very tricky thing in the system of white supremacy. And how they handle it and how they value money and, you know, what is money in Nigeria and what is money in Uganda and what is money in Switzerland? You know, people talk about Switzerland as if that's some type of holy grail place. When it comes, that's a mysterious place when you start talking about money. This place among white people called Switzerland, all right, that people say, I have money in Swiss banks.
I've heard that.
All right, Swiss banks. What's so mysterious about a Swiss bank?
Yes.
What about, you know, a bank in the Congo? Does that mean anything? See, it's mysterious.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can figure out that monetary system, yes, if you can figure it out. But that's going to take some doing.
Ooh-wee.
I think that's going to take a whole lot of doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are the masters of money. They decide what money is and what money isn't on a minute-by-minute basis.
Yes, sir.
So if we can figure that out in answer to your question, maybe that would help.
Mm. That is so true, Mr. Fuller. In fact, I'm working on a show now with I won't say that she's an expert, but she's deep into that, and we had a little conversation about that on my sports show. The name is a French name, but it has something to do with they speak in a maritime time language and how it relates to us, the straw man and the crest de vue or whatever they call that. It's very interesting, but I haven't developed it enough that we could present that in there, but it's very interesting. From the standpoint that you just mentioned about money being a very tricky thing, asking what it is and how it really works, and you made reference to the Swiss banks. That is a good question. Why is that so that the Swiss banks seem to be the quote-unquote...
The Holy Grail.
Yeah. Yeah. Why is that? That's a very good question. Yeah, if somebody knows that, Gmail me. Yeah, why is
everything gyrating around Swiss banks?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, why is it I can't go and pull some leaves off of a tree and call it money?
Yeah.
All right, because it's green. Okay.
Yep.
Stick it in my pocket and say, hey, I'm rich. Leaves on trees is now money.
Yeah.
You know? But good luck with that if I do that, because nobody's going to recognize.
Yeah, yeah, take some leaves into a bank.
Right. You see what I mean? So what is this thing called money, and who controls it? Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a very good point. And we've come to the end of today's programming on the 24th of October 2018. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, radio the way it should be heard. Thank you for the pleasure of your time. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Mr. Fuller. Thank you, callers.
Thank you.